Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 471 for Tuesday, July the 12th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Tuesday morning, taking support from stronger prices for U.S. soy. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $2.50 higher, with the November contract checking in at $472.70 a ton. That's up $2.20. Gains in Malaysian palm oil and crude oil were supportive for canola. Excess moisture in some parts of Western Canada is becoming a problem for a few crops, and that helped to push prices higher. End users will likely be out bargain hunting today. However, on the other side of the coin, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less desirable to out-of-country buyers. And the bias appears pointed to the downside. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 25 barley contracts changed hands. Soybeans were 8 to 10 cents higher, with the most active November contract up 10 cents at $10.65 a bushel. Traders were positioning themselves before the release of the USDA's monthly stocks and crop production report. That report is due out at 11 o'clock Central Time. The market was also taking some support from weather forecasts in the Midwest, calling for hot, dry weather in a week to 10 days. South Korea has put out a tender for 20,000 tons of non-GMO soybeans. Corn was 3 to 4 cents per bushel weaker, with the September contract checking in at $3.44 per bushel. Favorable rains across parts of the U.S. Midwest were bearish for prices. Traders are waiting for the release of the report, along with funds and speculators. Cheap corn from the Black Sea region continues to hit the market. U.S. wheat was a penny per bushel lower, with the September contract at $4.28 per bushel. Prices were taking their direction from corn in the run-up to the USDA report. Winter wheat in the U.S. is roughly 66% harvested. The market took some support from reports that France's wheat production is down nearly 10% on the year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July the 12th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.